A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, May the 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Nhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight, we are discussing meetings being held in the country, discussing the role of the media during elections, as well as looking at media's readiness to cover this year's general elections. But before we delve into this important topic, let's look at other news. Zimbabwe today freed more than 4,000 prisoners throughout the country. The prisoners, including 104 women, were pardoned under a presidential amnesty announced by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Harare says it freed the prisoners due to in order to decongest the country's jails. Zimbabwe's prisoner population stands at 22,114 against a holding capacity of 17,000. Harare last pardoned prisoners 2 years ago. Mumwe vewanzirwa tsitsi vaBobby Makhaza avo vanobva kwaMurewa vanoti vafara nekuregererwa kwavaitwa nhasi. We were hearing there from the prison choir, but let's now listen to Bobby Makhaza, one of the prisoners that was freed today, and what he had to say after he was freed from jail. Let's go to Bobby Makhaza. Avo ndiva Bobby Makhaza, avo vaburitswa mujeri pasi pechirongwa chekuregererwa kwevasungwa. Vamwe vaburitswa mujeri ndiva Maganda Zvenyika. Let's go to Maganda Zvenyika, one of the other prisoners that was freed today.
Quando comprou o estarinho.
Avo vanga variva maganda zvenyika vachitaura narutendo mawere weStudio 7. Back to our main topic, the Media Institute of Southern Africa today held a meeting in Harare to assess the media's preparedness to cover the 2023 general elections. At the meeting, heard that some media organizations were ready to cover the elections, but the state broadcaster did not have adequate resources to cover the polls. Vachitaurawo pamusangano waitwa nhasi muHarare, mutevedzeri wegurukota rezvekubudiswa kwemashoko, vaKindness Faradza vati nyaya dzinonetsa vatori venhau pasarudzo dziri kugadziriswa nekuvandudzwa kuri kuitwa mitemo yesarudzo. Let's now go to Deputy Minister Kindness Faradza.
Tangasudza vatori nhau kuti iye zvino patakuenda kumaelections sarudzo vatapi venhau vanofanira kuita basa ravo vakasununguka. Maona kuti muno muti hatine mapurisa vakamirwa navanyati nevamwewo vavo tanga tichibvumirana kuti majournalists ngarege kuenda kwavasina kukokwa, vanoenda kwavanenge vakokwa, ende ngavarege kupinda kwavasingabvumidzwe kupinda, nekuti muchirungu tinoti they are not above the law. Saka basa ravo ngavaite basa ravo zviri pamutemo, not kukanganisa, nekuti munhu wese ane marights, munhu wese ane freedom yake. Saka tanga tichiti isusu, aiwa majournalisti chaizvozvo izviri pamutemo, isu tinokudzivirirai sehurumende, nekuti mitemo takagadzira, mutemo wanga wachinetsa weipa takamubvisa, taane mutemo weFreedom of Information Act. Tikati isusu majournalisti akasununguka kuenda kunotsvaga information kuma department, government department, nekuti kwava nevanhu vanenge vakamirira izvozvo mainformation officers. Saka vari free kuenda kunodai kunotora information ikoko. Saka tikatizve tataura nevezeki kuti kana majournalist edu ane akapuwa zvitupa zvekuita basa ravo neZimbabwe Media Commission, sei vezeki vachizoda kuti vatizvetivavepe zvimwe zvitupa. Saka iyoyo nyaya iyoyo tiri kuigadzirisha nemutemo watiogadzira kuparlamendi inonzi amendment yeElectoral Act, kuti tione kuti ichocho chinhu ichocho tachibvisa, nokuti majournalist haasi maobservers, majournalist anenge achiita basa ravo.
Avo vanga vari mutevedzeri wegurukota rezvekubudiswa kwemashoko vaKindness Faradza vachitaura naGodwin Mangunjira weStudio 7 vari muHarare. Meanwhile, in the country's second largest city, Bulawayo, the Zimbabwe National Editors Forum today partnered with the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe to discuss about the preparedness of the media to cover the forthcoming 2023 harmonized elections. Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe Director Lofty Dube tells the Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu he is pleased with the way the Zimbabwean media has been covering the electoral cycle so far.
They wanted the whole election process in terms of if you start from registration, voter registration, delimitation, primaries, it's been professional. What maybe might be a challenge are the slants we get elsewhere, where people say certain media is biased, polarized. Well, you can get that, but in terms of information provision for citizens, I think both ends of the media have been very professional. The other issues are contestable. To say, why are you covering this one and not this one? Others will say, why is that one not covering this one and that one? But what we strive for is a professional media that does that. But we know, let's be honest, we know sometimes the media loses its power towards the election. Things are political on both ends. Who owns what newspaper on this side and that side? But it's something we need to bring to our end. But in terms of professionalism, I think the media has been professional.
That there was the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe Director Lofty Dube in Bulawayo. We also reached out to the director of the Zimbabwe National Editors Forum, Jabulo Ncube.
That's why we have engaged the police from all the 10 provinces. We met all the police commanders in Zimbabwe. The issue of press charges was emphasized and they are being procured. The issue of journalists getting into a district, for instance, case district. It was agreed that you introduce yourself to the local police command element. I'm using their language now. Local police command element. You tell them, I'm here to do this. If they happen to be, you are at a rally, they happen to be, sorry, a rally at White City Theatre, you are wearing your press jacket. You look for the commander, they allocate the person in charge. You identify that person, tell him I'm from Chronicle. I don't have my press jacket, here's my press car. I'm covering this rally.
That there was the director of the Zimbabwe National Editors Forum, Jabulo Ncube, speaking with Studio 7's Anastasia Ndlovu in Bulawayo. Bulawayo-based lawyer Amanda Piri had this to say.
Salbonani, mina ngu Amanda Piri, nilikweta elilumigisa abantu ngamalungelo abo, ngisebenza ngilapha kuBulawayo. Namhlanje silomhlangano adolemukisa intatheli izindaba ngendaba zokuthi bangaphatha njani umsebenzi wabo ngesikhathi lesi sesiya ukhetho eluzaba khona lapha eZimbabwe. Okuqakathekileyo okuphume kulowo mhlangano bekuyikuthi njengentatheli lama-editors kuqakathekile ukuthi silandele imithetho ekhona elizweni, ikakhulu isisekelo sombuso, ngoba yise sisitshela ukuthi vele kuyini okukhangelelwe kwintatheli lakuma-editors nxa bethatha izindaba beripota kizo. Okunye okuqakathekileyo ukuthi ukukhulunywa ngokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi bebe accredited, angithi bebe ngabantu abasebekhethiwe kumbe asebe singathi ku-accredita yini ukuthi babe accredited, abe ele badge ukuthi uyahamba etshengisa ukuthi use-accreditiwe yi-VAC ukuthi ayenze lowo msebenzi okubhala izindaba ngesikhathi zokhetho. Okunye okuqakathekileyo okukhuliweyo ukuthi umuntu nxa esenza lowo msebenzi akumelanga kukhanye ukuthi kumbe akhanye esengotshengisela isayithi akile kumbe icela akile ukuthi yena njengentatheli yikuphi akubonayo, kumbe imibono yakhe owakhe yikuthi anike abantu indaba ezi-fair, ezi-balanced. I think yikho okuqakathekileyo engikuthethe namhla kumhlangano adesela.
That day was Bulawayo-based lawyer Amanda Piri speaking to Studio 7's reporter Anastasia Ndlovu. For now, let us take a brief break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, so please go to VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue of election preparedness, we are joined via Skype by Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. We also have Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF and Linda Masarira of LEAD. I will start off with the lady, Linda Masarira. Mumbo tuzo kuti imi magazi raere se LEAD kuti mupinde musarudzo izi. Hello, Miss Masara. Her line is bad, so we'll go to our Skype guest, Mr. Tawanda Zofora. If you may just come in, we heard there were a lot of initiatives that are being taken by journalists to make sure that they do cover the elections adequately. But we've also had complaints by journalists that, you know, at some of the events that are also, you know, the Citizens Coalition events and ZANU-PF events, journalists are harassed. What do you say about this as we go into elections?
This is ZTV. They are all party.
Hello, Mr. Zofora. Your line is not very clear. So I'm not sure whether it's maybe the network, but I will turn to Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. What do you say? You know, some of the journalists are really coming up, trying to come up with workshops to discuss the issue of elections and covering the elections. But they complain that they are being harassed at some of the events when they do go to cover some ZANU-PF events. What do you say? Dr. Mavaza? I'm not sure whether we are having technical issues over here because I cannot hear what Mr. Masimba Mavaza is saying of ZANU-PF. But in the meantime, I will also try to see if we have Tawanda Zofora of the Citizens Coalition for Change, whether his audio is better. I understand that we have Ms. Linda Masarira of LEAD. Hello, Ms. Masarira. The audio is very, very bad. I'm sure it's, you know, the... Mr. Mavaza, can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Okay, if you can go ahead, I'd ask the question that some of our reporters on the ground, not only our reporters, but reporters in general in Zimbabwe have been concerned about the treatment that they get from parties like South ZANU-PF, including the opposition, when covering elections. What do you say?
Thank you. Thank you, Mav. I was saying the first thing, journalists are a very important part in any election. For any party, we need them to propel our messages. So if they are being harassed in functions or rallies of these parties, I think they should bring it up within the procedures, within the channels of the party, and that should be looked at. In ZANU-PF, we do have the Secretary for Information for ZANU-PF, and they've got a Director of Information. They can liaise with him, communicate with him, bring about those who are harassing them. We cannot in any way condone people who harass journalists. We actually need journalists to propel our voices, our plans, to propel our manifesto. We cannot reach some areas as ZANU-PF. We need the journalists, we need the radios, we need television. So yes, if there are journalists being harassed, it is very unfortunate. It's not supposed to be like that. And I would say again, if we prepare for this election, we are trying to embrace any journalist from any media house without favor, without fear, for them to come and see exactly what ZANU-PF is doing. Because ZANU-PF has nothing to hide in this election.
And this was the Tawanda Zofora, Poeripa Nare. Mr. Zofora, are you now back with us? Mr. Zofora, if I may just pose to you the same question that I posed to Mr. Mavaza, that we've seen journalists in the country complaining that they are being harassed when they go to cover some of, you know, the events that are held by the opposition in Zimbabwe. What's your say? Mr. Zofora? I can... Go ahead.
ZANU-PF inotora ZBC ne ZTV kuita ma organizations ayo ichirambidza vanhu ve CCC kutaura pa ZBC. Zosaka kupanguwa ino, tisa tato mbuona President Tamisa, wajitawa na pa ZBC, kana pa ZTV. ZTV ine ZBC, organizations, anusa potwane vanu, anusa potwane matekis, ema zipapin, ema ariza kopa dara isu. Saka isi tuna kuona vanu vese, vipu opposition, sanganisira President Tamisa, vachitaura pa nepejiro zevanu, vanotaura izvi kuti vakavhura vanhu vese vaakubvumirwa vanenge vachinyepa kana tiri chokwadi iko zvino by now taifanira kunge tatomboona President Tamisa kana kuti mutungamiri weTCC achitaura ari paZBC saka tinongoramba tichitaura isu kuti vana vezimbabwe ndokupitwa nezanu kuye inzwe nokotinzwa pavoa chete ekuti vamunangagwa nezanu kuyeu vanoramba nezbc
asi pane nyaya yandandabvunza nyaya yekuti ivatori venhavo vanga vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishushikana kuti munguva yapfuura pavanga vari kuenda kuyatingati zvinenge zviri kuitwa nemapato munyika nekwenyuwo kubato reccc vanga vari kuchema chema vachiti vakambowanikwa ivo vachishungurudzwa pane zviri kuitwa here nebato renyu kuti muone kuti vatori venhavo vachachengetedzwa pakutora nhavo. I think somebody's line dropped off. I'm not sure whose line. But
I think it's Mr. Jokora. He's a harassing journalist.
Go, Mr. Mavaza, if you may go ahead. I understand that Mr. Jokora's line has dropped, so it's not a very good day for us in terms of the phone. But you can go ahead because I was actually going to come back to you and talk about the issue that we saw earlier on of the release of prisoners from prison. Some are alleging that this is a, you know, election gimmick by the president. What do you say?
Thank you so much. Let me first respond to the question of prisoners. The clemency given to prisoners by the president is done at the prerogative of the president. It's a constitutional right for the president to pardon prisoners of certain categories whenever the president feels it is at the pleasure of the president. It is not an election gimmick because, number one, the guys who have been released from prisons, they cannot count a large number of voters. So what their votes, even their vote could count, it is not known that they are all ZANU-PF or they are all CCC. They are just Zimbabweans. We don't even know their votes. Their vote is their secret. So it is not a good suggestion to think that they are released as a gimmick for the elections because there is no advantage to ZANU-PF for the release of these criminals before the assemblies are done. But it is a constitutional requirement that the president exercises his discretion in releasing the prisoners. But my answer, which I wanted to give to Mr. Jokora, was that the first thing he is confused about, ZBC and ZTV, they give opportunity to politicians who have something to say to the people. If Tamisa has nothing to say, the ZBC cannot force him to come and say something. So nobody has been stopped from giving evidence or from campaigning or from saying anything on the national radio. But the point you must look at, Marv, is that there is a difference in covering a rally by ZBC, a rally of CCC and ZANU-PF. There is a difference between that and having a CCC flying their advertisement of their party. Now, if you are advertising your party, you need to pay. CCC cannot pay for the adverts, and ZANU-PF can pay. So if ZANU-PF pays for adverts on their party, it does not mean that they've been discriminated against the CCC. No, it is simply that ZANU-PF is able to pay for those adverts. So what we see on the national radio's televisions, if it is in terms of an advert, it is actually paid for. It's not for free. But if it is coverage of a rally, that is free. It is done. It's news taking. So Jokora had failed to identify at what stage that he thinks that people see is not given a chance.
We'll give Mr. Jokora a chance to respond to your allegation. Mr. Jokora, could you comment on the release of prisoners that we saw happening today? What's your take? We've had some people writing on our social media that they were expecting to see people like Job Sikala being released during this amnesty. What's your take?
Job Sikala, nevamwe vese vari kusungirwa zvematongerwo enyika vasina mhosva dzavakapara vaJacob Ngaruvhume havana mhosva yavakapara panze pekungotaurira nyika kuti munyika mune uori watakaona paGold Mafia watakuziva kuti huri kuitika tinoona vana vamunangagwa navamai munangagwa vachitopinda kunogadzira zvinhu zvenyika zvisinei nenyika ivo vasiri vanhu vanoshanda muhurumende uori hwese hwoyo uori hwoyo ndo wakapindira Jacob Ngaruvhume mujeri uori hwoyo ndo uri kusungirudzirwa vaJob Sikala saka tangaichitotarisirawo kuti vanhu vakadai kana iri nyika yakamira zvakanaka vaifanira kunge vaburitswa nhasi sekuburitswa kwavaita vamwe vese kwozoitawo nyaya iri kutaurwa navamavaza yekuti maadvheti njani njani ndezvekugotswa kwatsuro ndezvekutopenga zvavari kutaura kana tichitaura nyaya yemaelections hatisi kutaura nyaya yemaadvets patini tichitaura kuti ngakuitwe mamedia reforms hatisi kutaura nyaya yemaadvets saka ngavaregedze kubata vanhu kumeso ngavaregedze kubata vana vezimbabwe sevanhu vasingafunge tiri kutaura nyaya yecoverage kuti kana vamwe vachamisa vanotungamirira hafu yenyika yose in fact more than hafu yenyika yose vakavhoterwa nevanhu vanopfuura 2 million people muzimbabwe vanotosvika 3 million saka munhu anoda kuteererwa anotofanirwa kuteererwa nevana vezimbabwe tinotarisira kuti vanenge vari paZBC nepaZTV nekuti mapoka aya ndeedu haasi ezanupf haasi emusangano vana vezimbabwe ndo vari kubhadhara mataxes avo anoita kuti ZBC irambe ichishanda saka sei tisingazomboone vatamisa vabiti kana kutiwo vamwe vakuru vekutriplec vachiburitswa pavanenge vachiita zvavanenge vachiita kana yasvika nguva yesarudzo vamunangagwa navatamisa vakafanana nekuti anonzi macandidate vose saka toda kuona ZBC isingatongere fevha isingaende kuzanupf chete vana vezimbabwe vane kodzero yekunzwa zviri kubva kune vose ava varida kupinda musarudzo dza2023 saka tinoramba tichingonetsana nayo zanupf kuti izvi hazvisirizvo muri kutyei kuti vachamisa vaende papa redio munozviziva kuti vachamisa vanotaura vachamisa vanotere kupfuura vamunangagwa munoziva kuti vachamisa vane chaunga kupfuura vamunangagwa muri kutotya muri kutokwata kuti mukavapa mukana vanobva vatsvaira vanhu vose pa54% atanga tichitarisira kuwana iyaya tinenge taaku80% yobva yaita landslide.
Thank you so much. I'd just like to acknowledge some of our callers from VOA, Shona, who had written in for us to call you. Unendoro Nyamashisha in Dallas, Texas, thank you. We will try and call you next week. Florence Mukange, we have Tinashe Mashaira, Musakani Tatenda, thank you so much for sharing your numbers. Samuel Records, we did not forget you, but we will get in touch with you on our next program, as time is not on our side today. Mr. Mavaza, if you can give us your last word.
My explanation I want to give you is Job Sikala is not eligible for a parole hearing or for any release. Why? Because he is still pending trial. He has not been convicted on other crimes. The crime he was convicted, it was not a prison term. He was not given a prison term. So he is in prison, not for a case he was convicted, but for a case which is under trial. So when people are being released, they release.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavaza. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, so I'd like to thank you, Mr. Matimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, and also Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. That brings us to the end of our show, and we'd like to thank you, our valued listeners and viewers. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Nsanga Nyahuye, saying have a very good night and a great weekend ahead.